Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
Mark Hockman.
Oh, I wish I had a 6-inch churro.
Channing Crowder.
What you don't see is what you haven't seen.
Alejandro Solana.
I do struggle reading.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
They're not like us.
Sports.
Mike Cuno, eat a damn French fry.
Ever been to London, Joe?
I have.
You try the mushy peas?
No.
Luol Deng.
More sports.
The Marlins play the Washington Wizards on Monday.
A couple texts coming in regarding your sausage.
The most sports.
What about if they give...
No, terrible idea, Jimmy.
The Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show begins now.
That's how you start out a Friday program. Heading into a summer weekend. I mean... a few weekends left where you go, oh, weekend, do whatever you want, nothing going on. We're going to be very soon. Hey, it's weekend. It's going to be football Friday. Hey, it's weekend. Yeah. Don't bother me on Saturday or Sunday because I'm going to be in front of the TV watching football. So enjoy these few weekends. As hot as they're going to be, enjoy these few weekends that we have left.
When I start getting those email requests to Gators and Dolphins in Wichita, I'm like, yeah, we're around that time. We're about to start talking football again.
Everybody's doing their countdowns, just like we are. Everyone's counting it down. You do have baseball back tonight. Marlins are back tonight. If you were listening at the end of the show yesterday, you heard us mention Dame Lillard is heading back to Portland. That broke at the end of the show yesterday. He's going to make a ton of money. I do believe this is a grass is not always greener on the other side type of example, but also he's going to get $100 million regardless and had a lot of money before that. It's not even like he just, you know, came into some found money, but there's something as I started to share the news with people at the end of the show yesterday. And then when I got off the air, I was texting a couple people who didn't know, There's something about it that's heartwarming. That's probably not the right word to use, heartwarming, but there's something about it that is kind of nice, right? There is a little parallel to Dwayne Wade coming back to Miami after Chicago and Cleveland, no?
Yep. Exactly. I was going to use the same example. He came back. He wasn't all-star Wade anymore, but he's ours. And the whole, the keys under the mat thing that Riley said, yep. Come on back home. He still lives down here, you know, even though he bought a team on the West Coast, he still lives down here and he's hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, it was the storybook ending, except the part where he turned his back on Miami and bought a team in Utah and all of a sudden is, you know, recruiting everybody over there, but whatever. But maybe Dame Lillard will have more of a storybook ending. Maybe he'll be part of the Blazers organization forever and actually will stay there in Portland and support that team that brought him back. You know?
Yeah. It because we came up late in the show and I was like, oh, no, this is a great deal for the Trailblazers because they get him for 2 years, which he's not playing next season. So it's $28 million for 2 years from now, pretty much, if you want to say what he's worth, which is peanuts to a guy like him. Yep. But I also thought about it. This might be just a retirement tour where he's just a part. Because if he doesn't come back like he was after the Achilles, he's not worth the $14 million a year. So, yeah, it might just be a retirement check.
Udonis Haslam type role.
Yeah.
Make Scoot Henderson a better player. That was DJ's take yesterday. Hey, maybe he can make Scoot Henderson a better player.
Good luck. Yeah, but he's too good to have that role.
No. So like, if he doesn't
come back the same after the injury.
No, I know.
Remember,
but
he's got the blood clots as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that is a similar case. It's like Chris Bosh where it's going to linger. I think it was is more
well, we
of
didn't
an
think
isolated.
It was linger with Bosh, did we?
No, I guess not. But Bosh wasn't cleared to play at all by anybody.
Right. That's true.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Like the Heat
right.
weren't taking any chances. Right. This yeah. and again, I don't know. I'm not pretending to be.
No,
a
no. You're right. Now that you say it, he was cleared that season, that same
yeah.
season to play
which,
again,
which yeah, is yeah, very right. rare. 6 months yeah. later, you're cleared, or 5 months yeah. later. I think it was more of an isolated incident. Here's the thing. I like the feel-good story of Dame going back to Portland. He went away. It was an unmitigated disaster. Never got out of the second round with Milwaukee. They got both him and Giannis got hurt last year, or 2 seasons ago, the first
year. Didn't like it there. Literally didn't like it there.
And then last year it ends with him trying to gut it out in the playoffs, and he tears his Achilles. So I like the idea of, hey, enough. I want to go home. I want to be with my family. But in terms of why he left in the first place to be a champion, to go chase a title, to compete for a title every year, I mean, he's going back on that decision. He's not competing
no,
for a title in Portland.
That's no. my exact point of the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Yeah. You sometimes think you want something or you think something's more important to you and you find out it's actually not. He got caught up in, I think a lot of athletes get caught up in, well, I've got to win a championship. I've got to win a championship. For many athletes, and I get it, by the way, you play all those years, you'd like to have a championship. But oftentimes, too, you could say, hey, I've made it to the highest level in my profession. I'm an all-star. I'm one of the all-time greats, and I'll keep grinding here because I love this city, and hopefully it'll happen. And I think what he found out was chasing a ring somewhere because he thought that was the most important thing in the world to him. I think he found out, you know what? It's not that important to me. I would even submit to you, he probably thought to himself, let's say I win a ring in Milwaukee. Am I going to feel fulfilled in some way? Or would I have been happier playing in Portland where I really want to be? And that's what I think it was. I do believe him when he said it originally. I want to be surrounded by a legit team that has a chance to compete, certainly get tired playing in the West, and Portland doesn't seem to get any better. But then I think he found out that it wasn't as important to him as he thought it might be.
On one side or the other, but Dame is going to retire in the next 5 years, let's say. Dame's going to either go on ESPN. He's a very smart dude. I've heard him talk. He's going to get a podcast. Gilbert Arenas has a damn podcast. Like, Dame's going to be on something, and they're going to treat him like Charles Barkley, like Shaq treats Charles Barkley. Every time he talks, you can go back to, do you know how to win a championship? Okay, well, you just sit over there in your corner. So I think a lot of athletes get caught in that. But to what you like what we're talking about a second ago, Solana, he's 35. He turned 35 in July. He's going to be 36 next July. He won't play until he's 37 and a half and hasn't played competitive basketball in a year and a half. He's not going to be Dame time anymore. With a torn Achilles, coming back from that, and a deep thrown thrombosis, whatever the hell the stuff's called. Like, it's going to be Wade when he came back. He's going to be good. He can start. He probably run the point, but he's not going to be an all-star anymore. And I think that's the thing. And even if he doesn't want to play.
I want to know what you call deep vein thrombosis. I want to know exactly what you call deep vein thrombosis.
That's what I said, right?
Well, I believe you said deep thrown thrombosis.
Deep thrown thrombosis. See, it's different in Atlanta. We call it deep thrown thrombosis.
I got you. Or maybe it's a different disease.
This is what John Rocker had. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got something.
Yeah, deep racism.
He's but got deep-seated issues.
But that's the thing. Like, he's going to get the same treatment Charles Barkley gets, and that's an easy go-to for guys when you're just sitting around
Marino
talking.
Marino, too. I mean, Marino, yeah, too. But Marino stayed in one location and, by the way, decided it wasn't worth going somewhere else to try to win a Super Bowl. Like, it doesn't – I mean, you're great. You're great. Period. End of story.
But, Hulk,
I get
it.
Everyone wants the ring. I get it. But he found out, I think, like, but here's the
thing. With Marino, Peyton, Manning, Joe Montana, you bring up those guys, you get to Marino. I've done this with people in the damn subway. Marino couldn't even win one. It's what you go to for Charles Barkley, Dan Marino, all those guys. Dame didn't want to be that guy.
It's the only knock. We had the conversation about the Bleacher 100 report list, and I went to more rings on Michael than there are on LeBron. Like, it's there. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying that I think Dame, the moment he got to Milwaukee, thought to himself, is this, like, getting a ring here, is this going to fulfill me in some way in my life the way that just being home with my family in a city that I love would have fulfilled me the same or even more. And I think some people have that realization. Other people want to get that ring. And there's no shame in that. Like, there's no, and I'm not telling you, had he won one with Giannis, that he would have turned it down. But I'm just telling you, like, I think he had the realization. And again, there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, deep vein thrombosis and torn Achilles and not having success in two seasons, that maybe makes it more clear that you wanted to be there. Like, I understand all that stuff, but I don't think if you were suggesting, Solana, that he was fraudulent in some way by saying, hey, I want to go win a championship, but then you go back to a situation where you're obviously not going to win a championship. Who really are you? Like, I think it's nothing more complex than what I just laid out. Like, hey, I'm really happy there. I don't want to go anywhere else.
That's fine. I'm not saying it's not. I totally can look at that, everything you laid out, the context behind the situation, and see a guy who's saying, hey, being at home, being happy is my priority. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, this sport comes with criticism if you don't win, especially if you're Damian Lillard. You were in a position where your team wanted to rebuild around you, and you said, no, I want to go win. I want my career to end with titles, plural. He was adamant about it. And 2 years later, he's punting on that idea. And I get it. The context matters. And this isn't a criticism of his character. Like, I love Damian Lillard. He's a great dude. But Damian Lillard, the basketball player, chose to go be comfortable rather than try to get back to being in top shape and go win a title. And that's fine.
Well, still,
but that's the way I look at it.
An injury at 36. Like, you... like, you'd look at him differently if he was a bench warmer on a team that wins a ring?
If he contributed, yeah. Gary Payton wasn't a superstar. He wasn't the glove anymore when he won the 2006 ring with the Miami Heat. But he stayed at the best possible shape he could. He went to a couple different teams until he found a landing spot where he could contribute to a title-winning team. He hit one of the biggest shots in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, despite, you know, not being Gary Payton that he was in the mid-90s. And people say the glove won a ring. Dwayne Wade carried him, but he still won a ring.
Sour grapes, McAfee. Anyway, we will... what are you doing there? You're wearing a jersey.
Yeah, basketball jersey.
No, nothing underneath it, huh? Just like you're going to go play a game?
Jersey on skin.
Yeah. I mean, why would I wear something underneath a jersey?
because you're not going to play a game somewhere was really the reason.
And your shoulders are pasty white and you have no muscle definition.
I'm probably the tannest I've ever been my entire life right now.
I mean, you are channeling Pat McAfee there, channeling him in a big way.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Got better takes.
This is as dark as you've been. Were you college rule paper white before this?
Maybe the lighting is bad.
I don't have my
light on. It's a good call.
Oh! Oh my God!
Turn it off!
Did that to my wife when I opened my eyes after getting LASIK.
That's not nice.
I'm always doing bits.
That's funny.
Oh my God. Dr. Lascano, take it back.
That's not nice.
I know. But funny's funny.
Funny's funny.
Big night tonight in West Palm Beach. Toto, Men at Work, Christopher Cross. I will be there with the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard. Cannot wait. Gonna be hot though.
Does she like being Mrs. Wizard? I don't know if she likes the name.
I don't think she would want to be referred to by her real name. I don't think she wants anything to do with this show. I think Mrs. Wizard is probably the happiest she's ever been being referred to on radio.
Okay.
For a while, she was Mrs. Fake Howard or Fake Beverly.
She married Barry, though, so she has a sense of humor.
Clay Ferreiro is going to join us today. Lee Sterling is going to join us today. We're going to play a few best ofs today as well, since it's a slow Friday headed into a very nice and hot weekend. We'll do headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We covered the Dame news yesterday. TJ Watt got paid. Also, remember there was that chance he was going to hold out from training camp, and I think it was Diana Russini who had reported that maybe there was some hurt feelings in the Watt camp that they went, they paid Jalen Ramsey more money because he wanted to get out of Miami and he wanted to get more money. They paid Jonnu Smith as well. Seemed like they were paying everybody. And yesterday, TJ Watt got the bag.
They did. Highest paid non-quarterback in the history of football.
It's funny. He did the same thing Myles Garrett did. Okay, trade me.
Right.
Make you the highest paid defensive lineman ever in history.
Love like, it.
It's a perfect example. When you're Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, when you're Jonnu Smith and ask for a raise, they
right.
trade your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had to break this to y'all. I wish I had the opportunity to have a TJ Watt leverage, but everybody can't be TJ damn Watt.
But when you got it, use it, man.
Oh, dude, you got to.
It's deserving, though, right?
Oh. I think I brought up the two best pass rushers in the NFL right now, Myles Garrett and Watt.
Xavier Howard did that, remember? He released that statement, like, I'm asking for a trade, I want out. And then the Dolphins gave him money. He's like, back home, back in Miami.
I mean, is there any amount of money that would be worth losing the services of TJ Watt if you're a football team that, by the way, is making a run at it?
Yeah, no.
No. That's when you have leverage. When you can answer it that, yeah, like, no. Yeah. Yeah, that's when you've got all the leverage.
We have the best pass rusher in the world. No, we're going to let him go because we want to give him 5 and he wants 41. No, right. Give him 41.
Right.
He want 42? Like, give it to him. He's the best in the world.
Again, when you identify this is our window, this is an opportunity for us to win a Super Bowl, whatever sport it is. Like, I mean, you saw what Orlando did. We talked about it with Desmond Bain. There's no price too high if you think you are right at the cusp of winning a title. That's why they overpaid for Desmond Bain. But for them, it'll make sense if it works out.
Well, that's just one of many moves the Steelers made. Obviously, they signed Aaron Rodgers. They traded for DK Metcalf, traded for Ramsey, added Jonnu Smith in a trade as well. They extend TJ Watt. I was just looking it up just because I was curious earlier this morning. Odds to win the AFC North, their division, plus 500. Probably not going to happen. Odds to win the Super Bowl, plus 4,300. And they're over-under. The Steelers, 8.5 at plus 105.
It's funny. They're all in, and I don't think they're very good. But it's I think because of my lack of belief in Aaron Rodgers at this point. But Mike Tomlin has shown you again and again, give him just an average quarterback, and he can do something with it. So, I guess if you believe in the Mike Tomlin effect, you probably start taking some overs on the Steelers.
I'd go well over 8.5 because their defense is now it's Ramsey and Joey Porter Jr. on the edges. You still got TJ Watt. You still got, you know, the front Landon and all those linebackers, the guy. Damn, he slips my mind. They trade him from Baltimore. Like, they have a loaded defense. What is Aaron Rodgers going to do with all these weapons? DK Metcalf? That's the question, Hawk. So your doubt or belief in Aaron Rodgers makes you either believe or don't believe in the Steelers.
Right.
They're kind of a playoff team, too. I hate saying it because I kind of think all that stuff is bogus.
Kind of?
But they're a playoff team, right? No, I'm not saying they'll make the playoffs. I'm saying once they get there, now they have Aaron Rodgers. Like, he has to play 3 good games when he's there.
Right. You got Mike Tomlin. He has faced every possible offense and defense. He's the longest tenured coach, right?
Yep.
Like, he's seen it all. And then you've got Aaron Rodgers, seen it all. DK Metcalf, still pretty good. TJ Watt, hello. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. Get to the playoffs, which is, I'm assuming, what they're thinking. Like, yeah, we'll turn it on for 3 games.
Yeah. All right, local news. Marlins back from All-Star break. As Hawk had mentioned, the Royals are in town. 7:10, first pitch. It's a sandy night. Inter Miami on the road tomorrow, 7:30, at the New York Red Bulls. Remember, they had 1-5 straight. They got rocked the other night. So just a quick turnaround. And their starting goalkeeper, Oscar Ustari, is out tomorrow with a lower body injury. And the Heat did lose Las Vegas Summer League, so they end up going 1-3. No repeat for last year's Summer League champions.
Yeah, we had aspirations.
Your weather. I know my weather is always a joke usually, but I did see an important tweet about today's weather. So I just wanted to let everybody know that there is a severe heat advisory in the South Florida area.
You're set and with what you're wearing.
I look better like this than wearing an LL Bean sweatshirt. Get out of here with that.
Sweatshirt. Elmer Fudd. Yeah. No, you look good.
I know I look good.
Yeah.
What part?
I'm jacked. I know.
Your body, your shoulders. What part is what's your best attribute?
Hey, below the belt, buddy. The pre-workout helps with the blood flow everywhere. There's a heat advisory in South Florida until 6 p.m. That was creepy. Until 6 p.m.
Creepy.
That was weird. I don't know what I did. 6 p.m. Yeah. And the heat index has it getting up to like 110, 115. So seriously, be cool.
Be hot tonight in West Palm for this Toto Men at Work Christopher Cross concert.
Yeah.
You gonna right, sweat,
it's gonna
boy.
Be hot. It's gonna be hot okay. with music. Give me a little Men at Work coming in for the next segment with Clay Ferrero, Jimmy. A little Men at Work back there. Jimmy, you know what a Vegemite sandwich is?
No, just the signs from a Crackle Barrel.
Crackle Barrel.
Crackle Barrel has those signs.
Crackle Barrel. Jimmy, call Crackle Barrel.
Double down on it.
Ask them if they have a Vegemite sandwich.
Jimmy ain't making no more calls. You holding out on us.
Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment. We can ask him what he thinks about the Dame Lillard move back to Portland and a whole bunch of other stuff. So do not go anywhere. Clay Ferrero in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's a little Men at Work. Thank you, Jimmy. Be up in West Palm tonight. Well, Men at Work, Christopher Cross, and Toto. You know how many LL Bean owners are going to be? Now, we can't wear them tonight. You know, too hot to wear the quarter zip.
Right.
But you know how many people tonight at the Men at Work, Christopher Cross, Toto concert are going to be, say, on the LL Bean email list?
It's like a Brooks Brother convention tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a big one tonight. Anyone who's at this concert tonight owns or has owned an LL Bean quarter zip. There's no question in my mind. I got to invest in some short sleeve LL Beans. Yeah, for a night like tonight.
Well, just pull off the Bill Belichick. Just grab some old ones and cut off the sleeves.
You mean pull a Solana?
Well, I was going to tell you, if you need some help, I can hook you up with some wardrobe options.
Let me see the guns. What you got?
Get the clay.
He's talking to you, Solana. He ain't talking to me.
Get the clay.
Let me see the guns. What you got?
Clay, Solana's wearing a... Solana's wearing a sleeveless shirt. He looks like Pat McAfee on the video today. Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You watch Clay on Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. Sleeveless is bold.
It's bold, especially at work. This is work. As much as it may not feel like work, this is work. Would you ever go do Sunday Night Face-Off and wear a sleeveless shirt?
No, because I think, especially when you're doing that, first off, we can't. Secondly, you're making a statement when you go sleeveless. You're telling everybody, I want you to look at what I'm sporting here. And, you know, it's, yes, you're making a statement at work, but like you're also inviting the world to judge whatever you've got. So I'm not looking, I'm not watching the webcast right now, but, so I can't make that.
Well, you can imagine.
Yeah. He is inviting judgment.
But Clay, how do you feel about the coworker that always brings up his workout routine and drinks protein shakes on air? How do you feel about that guy?
Like, tells you all the time he's counting macros and that he's eating cage-free eggs.
Clay, I just to clarify, I don't voluntarily bring up any of this. They ask Solana. Me about it, so I talk about
Solana.
It. Hawk.
Solana.
You Crowder.
You have the shaker bottle protein shake thing every day.
What's the problem?
I'm way loading today, fellas.
What's the problem? A little whey protein. You got to have protein in your body. What's the problem?
I just don't think it's fair that we're talking about Cuño behind his back like this.
Cuño is a guy who should be doing it. Cuño should be wearing sleeveless shirts. That's right. Although he wears painted on shirts. He's almost there. he's literally trying to bust the sleeves open with his muscles. He wears this. Right. It's because the sleeves are so tight, though.
Which is the bigger statement, like going sleeveless or showing the world that you got the Superman underneath and it can't contain
It's whatever Cuño's doing. That's inviting more ridicule.
You can't stop Cuño's pecs. You can only hope to contain them.
Let's start with Dame Lillard going back to Portland. We've talked about it since it happened. It was at the end of our show yesterday. But for me, it's like the perfect story of the grass isn't always greener on the other side. He really liked Portland. I don't think that he liked Milwaukee from the moment. I don't think he was happy with his decision to leave Portland. Actually, we heard that story that he actually wanted to backtrack on his decision to leave Portland. So I think that there's something heartwarming, for lack of a better word. I'm not certain it's the right word, but I think there is something heartwarming about him returning to Portland.
I don't know. I'm seeing that a lot. I think the other side of this is, you know, my understanding is he actually wanted to backtrack before the trade was even made, right? Like,
right.
I think he actually told Cronin, hey, you know, can we get... And so then you're left with this, all right, well, we're going to send you somewhere you don't want to be. We really aren't too shaken up about it because we feel like we need to have a youth movement anyway. And so this, like, you're kind of doing us a favor and we're not going to do you one. And then, oh, by the way, now you're coming back. And, you know, even though we didn't send you where you wanted to go. And oh, by the way, there's an injury involved here. That's I guess I'm not getting the warm fuzzies like I did when Dwayne Wade came back. I thought there was a different situation here.
But Clay, isn't he going to be judged? Because I don't think he's going to go back and win a championship at 37 years old in Portland. But it's like where Shaq and Kenny and those guys on TNT can always look at Charles and say, this is championship. You don't know anything about this. Like, but we also judge LeBron for winning four and Jordan for winning six. So we ring count when we want to, but then a guy like Dame, are we comfortable with him not winning a championship? Because Charles is one of the best ever, but he's getting criticized now. Charles is 94 years old, and they're still talking about him not winning a championship.
Well, it'll always be a part of his legacy. You know, and it is a team game, and I think people who know the sport really well also understand how poorly managed that roster was for so long. And yet on the flip side, it is going to be part of your career. It is part of your resume. And you do think, I think, a little bit highly of the players who've won championships, fairly or not. Just the other day, and I don't think anybody in the top 11 or 12 that was on there had not won a championship, unless I'm mistaken. And, you know, so at what point do you get down the line of the greatest players of all time and start running into players who didn't win a championship? And Barkley, I don't know, probably somewhere below 20, and Patrick Ewing, guys like that. So it is part of your resume, and fair or not, it is how you're going to be judged. And yet, I think to your point too, you also judge LeBron a little bit because he left to go chase championships, right? And same thing with Kevin Durant. So it's a weird sort of way that we judge people's careers and also people themselves for trying to go and get that ring.
Clay, there's no real way of knowing this. And I do realize I'm asking you basically here to just speculate based on how we were feeling 2-3 years ago. But if Cronin hadn't been such a D-bag, that's my take, and Damian Lillard was traded to the Miami Heat back in 2023 after that finals run, and you paired him with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and I don't know, Tyler Hero, maybe not Tyler Hero, regardless, those three, the Dame away from Portland experience would have been very different than how it transpired in Milwaukee.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That was a clunky fit, I think, from the beginning. They were having a hard time figuring that out. And then you look at the structure that would have been in place with Miami and Jimmy Butler kind of being rejuvenated. Yeah, I mean, I think you could make the case that that really hurt two franchises, both Milwaukee and Miami, with how it ultimately ended up playing out. So, yeah, I think things play out a lot differently, and we're probably in a much different position with Jimmy Butler. I don't know if they win a championship. There's too much that you have to leave the chance with that. But yeah, and maybe that's part of why I feel the same way, or feel much differently about this situation than Hawk does. I don't see the warm fuzzies, because I see a player who had given everything to that franchise and largely wanted to leave, not just because he wanted to go ring chase, but also because I think it was pretty clear that they weren't going to do much to try to win now. And so then, you know, you're basically being told, hey, we're moving on without you. And oh, by the way, we're not going to help you out and send you where you really want to go. I think things would have been different. If he was in Miami, he would have been happier. Jimmy would have been happier. And yet now we're kind of left with this.
All the stuff left in Joe Cronin's wake. We're just collateral damage in Joe Cronin's wake. I saw you tweet about the Bleacher Report top 100 NBA players list. We talked about it all week long. Did you have any problem with the top three, MJ, LeBron, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in that order?
Nope. I actually like that a lot.
Crowder's biggest problem was Kobe being 11. And Shaq even tweeted at Bleacher Report, Kobe being 11 is criminal. Did you have a problem with that?
So I didn't, because I am very much a Shaq guy. I just think, and I get it, man, if he had been more invested and dedicated, then you're talking about a guy that would have been at the very least top five, if not top three. But I think you also take him for who he was and just this sheer force of nature that he was. So I think when you're talking about Kobe, you're also talking about, like, you can't talk about him without talking about Shaq, because the first three championships, you're looking at it, are these Shaq's championships or Kobe's championships? And for me, those are Shaq's championships, and Kobe certainly played a big part in it. But, you know, in the last couple, you give to Kobe. But I'm just so much more of a Shaq guy, and I think he just added so much more. And so then you look at the next couple of guys, and you can argue either way, but I feel like if you're giving more weight to Shaq, and Shaq certainly wouldn't want this, But if you're giving more weight to Shaq, then you're naturally kind of taking a little bit away from Kobe, especially for the early part of that Lakers run.
And Clay, do you have any problem with Solana brought up? He loves the Heat. And as we started looking at it, Bazoo at 87, Bosh at 71, Bosh behind Joel Embiid. Like there was some stuff with the Heat guys that I kind of looked at funny.
Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler?
That was the weird one. Jimmy Butler was ranked well ahead of Alonzo Mourning by like 14 slots. That was the weird one that we were kind of looking at, Clay. Jimmy Butler is ranked 83, Alonzo Mourning 87.
Yeah, I think the thing, and this, you could say that it's a Heat bias maybe, but I am always going to advocate for Chris Bosh being higher than he is on any of these things, because I know how great his numbers could have been if he had chosen to kind of stay in the, I want to be option one or at least one B wherever I go. And I know how much that guy had to sacrifice in order to make it work here. And so I'm always going to advocate for him being higher. So of all those, that's one that I would probably move him up. I actually, even with everything that's gone on over the past year, I'm fine with Jimmy Butler being that high. I really am. I just think you find very few players who impact winning the way he, much in the same way Bosh did, by the way, when he was willing to sacrifice and kind of be that defensive chess piece that you could just send all over the floor. I think Jimmy Butler does so many things beyond the stat line. So I'm actually okay with that one.
And Clay, I understand the box score filler. I've been arguing this sacrifice, like you give guys credit to sacrifice and take a lesser role. That's a credit to give to a player that I'm going to take a back seat.
I think it is when you know what they could be if they chose not to. And I think especially with somebody like Chris Bosh, the skill set is so crazy, and the things that he would have been able to do if he had played more of kind of a natural position for him. And look, I know they were positionless and all that stuff, but what he was willing to take on, and that run really changed when he started stepping out and taking more 3-point shots. It just opened up the floor so much for the drives for Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. So, my thing is, yeah, on one hand, he was willing to do it, and he got it happened because he got hurt. And yet, imagine if the lane was open for him to drive inside and do all that stuff. And so, he was willing to take on another skill set in order to open things up for the team. So I just think there's more involved with him. And I think when you look at how versatile he was, both offensively and defensively, that he was able to do all that stuff, I'm just always going to advocate for him being higher.
Clay, have you seen the movie Superman?
No, not in the last 30 years.
You're going
not
to.
In the last not you in are, the last 30 years.
You're not. What? You haven't seen any of them? You haven't seen. do you not see any of the superhero movies?
I don't. I do not watch any of these. No.
Wow. Interesting. No. So you didn't see like Avengers?
Nope. None of them.
Wow. Your kids don't want to see them?
No, and that's the thing, is if my kids were interested, then I would. But they're still in the, I don't even know what they're watching right now. They're, they actually love watching the WNBA games, believe it or not. They have a lot of fun doing that. You watch either what your kid watches, what your kids watch, or what your wife wants to watch. And superhero movies aren't on either of those lists right now.
Jurassic Park, you're going to go see the new Jurassic World?
I don't know that we'll see the new one. Yeah, we're not going to go see anything like that in theaters. No,
go see
no.
The old my, one? Have you seen my, well, Jurassic my, Park?
My middle liked the original because she liked dinosaurs at the time. But that was kind of, that was a while ago now. No.
You go to the movies a lot?
No, very infrequently. No. So this has been a really fun end of the segment.
You haven't done anything that we've asked. Do you have any streaming services? Do you subscribe to any streaming service?
Well, yeah, and I think that's the problem is because we've got those. We don't feel any need to leave the house.
Are you going to watch Happy Gilmore 2?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's going to be on Netflix, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen it, Clay. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So as long as I don't have to leave the house, I'm good.
You buy your daughters any
you a hoarder or something?
Wait, you buy your daughters LaBooBoos? They into LaBooBoos?
Oh yeah, that's a big hot new thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. My daughter, and this is also the part of it, and you guys know this about me. Every single night in our home, we've got to go to one of our kids' games for something, whether it's basketball or softball. So that's really mostly our kids. So right now, like my oldest, my wife and I had this brilliant idea. Now that she's hitting three pointers, we were like, all right, hey, you know, we're going to incentivize you. We're going to pay you $5 for every three pointer you hit. Well, now all of a sudden, like she's making all these, and now we got to go to, she wants to go to Sephora and go buy stuff. So that's kind of our lives now. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Well, Clay, you said we're all over 30 and we're only 50% of us have children because Solana can't make them and Jimmy doesn't want to.
Wow. I can't even make a joke. I was going to make a joke about it.
Oh, it might be reversed. It might be that Jimmy can't.
So it was by choice.
Yeah.
How do you reward your daughters after a good game? Which fast food place?
Jeremiah's is right. So we go to
Water Ice. That's a nice place.
Yeah, but they get
Italian ice.
It's more like ice cream. The stuff that they get.
Yeah, you get ice cream. You get soft serve. You can put it in with the Italian ice. Make a little gelati.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremiah's great. Little walk up window at Jeremiah's.
Yes. Yes. The people are super nice. And so
that's a good reward. That's a good reward. Cause you got to do something. Crowder, you know, you got the kids have a game and then you got to reward them with some sort of fast food or ice cream.
I rewarded them with gas money to the game and a jersey. That's my reward.
See, that's what I would say. And then my wife being a teacher, like she's done all this research on like, well, you know, if you add little carrots here and there, like you can add the more motivation to go out and practice and all that stuff. And now my kids have more money than I do. So
and by carrots, of course, we mean McNuggets, not carrots, because carrots aren't going to get you any three pointers. McNuggets are. Jeremiah's with Clay Pereiro from Local 10. We'll see you, Clay. Have a great weekend.
Take care, fellas.
There you go, Clay Ferrero. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next hour. He said he's got some UFC picks. I asked him, do you have a Notre Dame early pick? You guys know what the line is? Notre Dame opening week.
Oh, Notre Dame, I would guess.
In Miami.
Damn near a pick 'em. One or two, either way.
Notre Dame. Favorite by 2.5 points.
And Notre Dame is a 3-point favorite.
Yeah.
3-point favorite. Your
quarterback,
that's the whole season. Whole season is dependent on him.
If he's a $4 million quarterback like y'all are paying him, you'll win the ACC.
Well, we had a quarterback who was better. There's no way Carson Beck can be better than Cam Ward.
No, Carson Beck's not going to.
I don't know if you saw the end of the season or not. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the end of the season. Didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Play the point. Anyway, Lee Sterling in the 3 o'clock hour. He's got a pick for us on that. He's got a pick on UFC as well. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.